It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here is Mr. Creel.
Good afternoon, William Sackett. We're recording this program a couple days early on Tuesday, January 30th. It's 1:22 in the afternoon, and we're here at the Beau Rivage Casino and Resort, and the guest of honor, the center of attention today, was the person we're introducing now, the Honorable Andrew Fofo Gillich, Mayor of Biloxi.
How did you do?
I guess I did. You tell me. You heard it.
I thought you did great. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but one of the big applause getters at the beginning was the Vue Marché is dead and Howard Avenue's coming.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, you know, we're on the right track. That's what it says. You know, if the people appreciate it, especially, you know, not Generation X, whatever we, Y, Z, whatever. I don't know what generation we are, but baby boomers. But, you know, it is. It brings you back, and that's what's going to bring people back.
So you think the big thing is the facades and the two-way traffic?
Well, you saw the pictures, you saw the reaction of, you know, and I've heard the reaction to, specifically from my wife, mm-hmm. about how strong that is. Yeah, it's a logical thing.
One of the great things about this presentation was that it covered all areas of the city.
Pretty much. if there's another area, I don't know about it. But, yeah, it did. It was broad and it was detailed. And like I said, you can take the bulletin home for your casual reading.
One of the things that you seem to have today on the plate was, even though you talked about a dozen things that are happening right now, you've still got that vision for Point Cadet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, that's where it all started. That will be an attraction, and the visitation, every waterfront that I visited in the course of business, you know, it's a winner. Anything around that water, be able to look at the water, touch the water, smell the water, it will be successful. And that's what we're going to try and bring to reality.
One of the things we didn't touch on in the State of the City, because we were trying to be brief, was the DMR is already a partner in the planning for down at Point Cadet. And a lot of people may not see what you see with the oyster harvesting.
Well, again, oysters are a very complicated business. Just, you know, you can't import oysters. You can import shrimp. That's why 85% of the shrimp that's consumed in the United States come from our Gulf. We were hurt big time, not only with shrimp and oysters in the Gulf, from the BP oil spill. We're still trying to convince people that's still an issue, still a recovery kind of challenge. But oysters present without BP. You got to have a very specific amount of salt water and fresh water, and you know, it can't be more or less. It's got to be right on the money. I think it's called hexosaline line.
I knew you were going to say that. And explain what that is.
That is the line where the perfect mixture of salt water and fresh water will allow the growth of oysters and the minimal death or mortality for oysters. So that is a scientific line that moves, and they analyze it. Now, if with the ability to introduce fresh water in the right proportions and proportions, then you can grow, make things happen in that oyster industry. But again, you can't do the things you can do with shrimp. There's no IQF, no individual quick freeze, but now the whole oyster business has changed where, I think Tommy Satanovich, another great Croatian from New Orleans, introduced the charbroil oysters. Now the
Dragos.
Tommy Satanovich of Dragos, and that's changed the complexion. You don't shell the oysters and use the oyster and then throw all the way to shells. It's all part of the beauty and use of oysters.
But you've talked to people about if that price can be just right. And what people may not realize, isn't there talk of oyster farming?
Yeah, aquaculture. They've done some analysis. I think they've got about 75 acres of land. Researching and developing an oyster bed, if you will, for caged or I guess.
South of Deer Island?
South of Deer Island, just south of Deer Island, where they can actually raise oysters. And, you know, with the attention, you can bring them to market. And you got to have, if you bring them to market, you got to have a place to offload them. That's what's with opportunity. Now, we're not doing the things, it's not, as we said in the video, we're not going to be having, you know, a big process and smelling up the whole thing. They, usually you get them off of a boat, and it's more of a sack and bag. You've got HACCP is the situation where you've got to control how many degrees it would be, and then document where they actually will come, where they came from, and dates and so forth. It's more of a bag and tag, and then send them to market.
So, and meanwhile, you're going to have people sitting in these restaurants that'll be above FEMA level, watching,
enjoying the waterfront. You saw some of the pictures. I mean, that's the waterfront, and you know, just part of that experience.
Now you've gone to the legislature. There's already money available. You want to see the money that's being generated now steered towards that project. But on the other hand, the boardwalks are not something that's down the road. That's coming up.
That's happening, and you know, we've got everyone's attention. Everybody knows. Along, I mean, talking about one coast, we got 70,000 linear feet of seawall that's been there since 1927, and about 40% of it has a 10-foot boardwalk already. Now we're going to complete that, so that whole experience. And you can, you know, maybe run a whole marathon without even being on Highway 9. You can run on that 10-foot boardwalk. So
it seems like a lot of your things today, and I'm not forgetting about the fire stations and the libraries and the city centers and everything else, but everything seems to be on the waterfront, a lot of it.
Well, absolutely. We've got 150 miles of shoreline, more than anybody. We're our peninsula. We got shoreline on both sides of the bay, you know, and on one side of the highway. So, I mean, it's a huge opportunity in every flavor you can imagine.
That's right.
In closing, I'm sorry to have to say it, but I just have to bring it up. I thought I saw John Boehner up there again today.
You almost did. Almost got through it, but, you know, those words mean something to me. It means something to me, and it's hard to, even now, to say that.
Well, I want to say that's what makes me proud that you're our mayor.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
I'm going to give you a raise. William Sackett, anything else you want to say in closing to Mayor Fofo Gillage?
Thank you so much, Mayor, for everything that you do. And for you folks at home, you want to see everything that's about to happen to this city, where it's at and where it's going through the work of this fine man. Where is that, Vincent?
He said he wanted us to do a video. He wanted it to be all inclusive, and it is 23 minutes and 50 seconds, and it is on the city's website right now. Go to the front page, click on that beautiful picture of Andrew Fofo Gillage, and it's going to take you right to it. All the video, all the pictures, all Biloxi, all Fofo, all the time. Is that right, Cecilia?
That is correct.
Cable one.
And also, it was going to start airing tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. through Friday at 1 p.m. on Cable One, Channel 69.
Thank you, William Sackett. Fofo Gillage, thank you.
Thank you so very much.
You've been listening to City Desk News and Views from City Hall Biloxi. Today we're at Beau Rivage with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.